Okay, so it's Monday the 24th of October 2011, and we woke up this morning around 8:30, and then just watched a bit of TV for a little bit, and then had some breakfast before we got ourselves ready for the day. Once we had showers and things like that, we got ourselves set up and ready to go, and about sort of 10, half 10, we made our way over to Basingstoke, where Julie had a blood test, just a sort of standard procedure thing, over at the Basingstoke Hospital. Had to wait there for a little while, just our turn for that, and then left there at about 11:30. We then went into Basingstoke itself to get various bits and pieces. Had a little look through Primark things, got some nice little tops and stuff, and also some just essential things here and there that we needed from town. So got all that sort of stuff. Then after that we went for some lunch, and that was quite nice. And then we left the Basingstoke area at about 2:00, made our way back to Fleet. Spoke to Mum on the way, just really gearing up to get some bits and pieces. First thing I did is once I got back, made my way over to Mum and Dad's, and we went to go and get the cot for the baby that's been stored at Mum and Dad's for quite some time. And that was all really good. So I used the Freelander to go and pick that up and drive it back here to our house. And then this afternoon, me and Julie have been spending quite a lot of time putting stuff together. So the cot we put together today, we also put together a stool, we put together a side table and things like that. And also we've been drilling new holes for where the shelving's been will be going up in the room. So we did that over the afternoon, and then when it got to near sort of 6:00, Dad was home. So I went back over to Mum and Dad's, where we went to go and pick up the chest of drawers. Bit heavier that, so we did that in bits and pieces, and then again loaded it in the Freelander and brought it back over here. So at that point, Dad helped me bring this upstairs, put it in the room, and looks really, really good. And we also put some other bits and pieces up, like the little circus thing that drapes over the cot and everything. Anyway, all these bits and pieces are looking really good now. I'll put a picture up here so you can have a little look. But it's really good that we've turned a corner, and it's fantastic to have all the big heavy bits in the room, all the key bits. And now we can just do it with nice little touches now. So yeah, we've got the main bits in. And what a relief that is. So anyway, that was that. Then Mum and Dad were dead pleased for us, and then they left. And then we had some dinner, a little bit of pasta and things this evening. Then after that, finished eating that at about 8:00, and then Claire and Ray came over about 8:30. Again, they had a little look at the room, they chilled out in a nice comfy chair, and we had a good chat and stuff, and then finished off with watching The Young Apprentice as well. Bit of a milestone today, taking the Edwards room sign off my door. I've had that on the doors that's been associated with me since I was born in Chatham and Kent, and from now that is now no longer on the door. Well, it's still on a door. I've put it on the inside of my wardrobe door, but it's not a key room that you live in, let's put it that way. And that is very strange. But now it's time to think about the next generation, and that's what we're doing. So I'm very excited. Anyway, that's it for me for today, and I'm going to shoot now. So until next time, goodbye now.